Long Road to Friendship, Chapter 5, Part 2.
Because I'm just so excited to be spending the day with all of you. Man, it feels good to lie again.
See, I told you girls that she'd warm up to us.
Pinky cheered. Rainbow gave both Sunset and Pinky a look of hard disbelief before brushing them off and staring down the street. Sunset sneered behind her.
Oh, don't worry, Dash, the feeling's mutual.
Not wanting to start a scene, the group departed from the cafe, deciding to explore all the booths first, before taking a break for the magic show and then ending the day with a petting zoo. The booths they had all stopped at had various baubles and knickknacks, none of which appealed to Sunset. Whenever the clerk would ask if she was interested in something, Sunset gave a curt, stinging reply of,
"No."
Something she probably would have done even without the curse. They spent over half an hour at a small jewelry stand, waiting for Rarity to make up her mind whether or not she wanted to buy something. She put on a pair of expensive-looking earrings, admiring herself in the mirror.
"What do you think, Sunset? Does this make me look good?"
Sunset leaned against the counter, the epitome of boredom on her face. Why Rarity was asking for her opinion, she would never know.
"I think it makes you look like a whore. Oh, is that a ruby necklace?"
Rarity darted off to another table. Sunset breathed a sigh of relief. She would have hated it if Rarity had heard the end of that sentence. In the end, Rarity decided that she couldn't afford to buy any of the jewelry on display.
"They all look nice, but I should really be saving my money for the holidays. Well, there goes half an hour I'll never get back."
Sunset grumbled to herself. She gave a side glance to Rarity, who continued walking like she hadn't heard anything. They all stopped at all the game booths, watching Applejack and Rainbow Dash compete for the most prizes. Applejack won the water gun shootout, and Rainbow retaliated by crushing her in a free throw competition. The next booth was a classic knock the bottles down with a baseball type of game. Applejack and Rainbow took turns making perfect shots, until Rainbow finally misjudged her throw and left one bottle standing. After claiming her prize of a large stuffed teddy bear, Applejack picked up another baseball and held it out to Sunset.
"Come on, girl, why don't you quit being such a stick in the mud and have a little fun?"
Sunset assumed that was supposed to be taken as a favor, since her hand retracted and took the ball. She shrugged, deciding one game wouldn't kill her. After tossing it up and down a few times to get a feel for it, Sunset took aim at the stacked silver milk bottles, her face a mask of concentration. If she was gonna do this, she was gonna do it right. She brought her arm back, then hurtled the ball with all of her strength, watching it tear through the air, straight past the bottles and through the back of the booth's tenting. Rainbow burst into uncontrollable laughter, doubling over in tears.
"Oh my god, that was horrible! Wow."
Applejack rubbed the back of her neck.
"That was... unexpected."
Sunset stared open-mouthed at the hole that she had made. How on earth had she missed a throw like that? She felt her eye begin to twitch as Rainbow fell over onto the ground, still laughing at Sunset's failure. The operator of the stand looked from Sunset to hole and back.
Would you like to try again?
Glaring daggers, Sunset said in clipped tones,
Yes, I'd like to try again.
He placed another ball onto the counter and took a few steps to the side. Sunset grabbed the ball and took aim once more, trying to drown out Rainbow's snickering. She had half a mind to aim for her head, but she knew she probably wouldn't get any friendship points from that. She let the ball fly from her hands, watching it sail once more, this time on a straight course for the bottles. There was a clink and a crash as they fell to the floor, and Sunset whirled around and jabbed a finger at Rainbow.
"Ha! In your face!"
Still smiling, Rainbow got back to her feet.
"Oh yeah, you sure showed me! Way to finally knock those over!"
Sunset wanted to make a scathing retort, but was interrupted by the man behind the counter.
Ma'am, here's your prize.
He held out a small pink unicorn doll.
"Oh, how ironic,"
Sunset thought, taking the plushie in her hands.
"Aww."
Pinky materialized by Sunset's shoulder.
"It's so cute! What are you gonna name it?"
Nothing. Why would I name an inanimate object?
"Because it's fun, silly."
Sunset rolled her eyes and shoved the toy into Pinky's hands.
"Then you keep it. I'm sure that you two will be very happy together."
Pinky shook her head and pushed it back.
"Uh-uh, I can't take that from you. It's your prize. Besides, I'm sure she'll be much happier with you. You two have so much in common." "She?"
Sunset looked back down at the unicorn. It did seem to possess more feminine qualities.
"Of course, in this world, all unicorns are generalized as feminine creatures." "Fine, I'll keep you."
A sinister smile crept onto Sunset's face.
"I'll call you Twilight Sparkle, and when we get back home, I'll show you your new castle. The top of my stove!"
And then Sunset laughed.
"See? I knew you two would get along!"
Pinky beamed.
"Come and see the supreme and mystical Artemis Lulamoon."
Rainbow read off of the sign in front of the impromptu stage that had been set up.
Lulamoon. Wait, isn't that Trixie's last name?
Rarity nodded.
"Must be related. Her father, I'd wager." "Ugh, Pinky, you really want to see this?"
Pinky nodded and said,
Uh-huh. I hear he's really good. And not like Trixie, who's okay good, but actually good. He was an opening act in Las Vegas.
Well, we already agreed to see it, so we might as well take our seats.
Rainbow sighed. For once, Sunset agreed with her. This was sure to be another colossal waste of their time. Trixie was dismal at best. There was no way her father could be much better if he was the one teaching her. They took their seats near the front row, Pinky bouncing up and down in her chair with excitement. Looking around, Sunset saw a pretty large crowd had gathered.
Poor saps. At least no one had to pay for this.
There was a large plume of purple smoke that covered the stage, and from it a man appeared. He was tall, with silver hair and a well-trimmed goatee, and was wearing a very expensive-looking blue suit with white shoes and a purple cape.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
he stated in the typical showman type of voice.
Welcome to today's performance of the supreme and mystical Artemis Lulamoon.
The stage erupted with lights and sparklers, and the crowd began to clap and cheer.
That wasn't magic, folks, that was just pyrotechnics.
Artemis grinned. A wave of laughter rippled through the crowd. Sunset just blew a stray piece of hair out of her face.
Oh, I can tell you'll be a lovely audience.
He reached into his sleeve and produced a large bouquet of flowers, tossing it into the crowd. Just as some of the older girls in the crowd reached for it, the flowers burst into a stream of bubbles and were blown away by the wind. While the girls looked disappointed, the rest of the crowd clapped in amazement.
Pfft, it's just smoke and mirrors.
Sunset muttered, only to be shushed by Rainbow.
Alright, time for some real magic.
Artemis announced, pulling out a wand from his other sleeve.
Now with my magic words, I'm going to make...
He scanned the crowd until his eyes landed on Pinky.
That young girl right there, levitate up onto the stage.
Pinky gasped, breaking into a smile that Sunset believed shouldn't have been able to fit on her face. Artemis waved his wand.
1, 2, 3, Lulamoon!
Pinky's entire chair instantly began to rise off of the ground and float towards the main stage. Everyone began to murmur in excitement. Even Sunset had to admit that she was struck with wonder. Magic like that couldn't possibly be in this world. Pinky landed onto the stage and clapped her hands.
That was so amazing!
Glad you enjoyed, kid, but I'm not done yet. For my next act, I'll pull a rabbit from your hair.
He reached into the nest that was Pinky's mane, rummaging around for a few seconds before frowning.
Well, this is a twist.
He withdrew his arm, bringing with him not a white rabbit, but a small green reptile.
Is this a baby crocodile?
Nope.
Pinky smiled, taking the scaly creature from Artemis.
This is my pet baby alligator, Gummy. Don't worry, he doesn't have any teeth. See?
Pinky pulled back his mouth, revealing only pink gums. Artemis scratched his head.
Well, now that's some magic all on its own.
He smiled as the crowd chuckled at his and Pinky's antics.
Regardless, Lulamoon!
The chair levitated again, returning back to its original spot between Sunset and Rainbow. Sunset stared at Pinky and Gummy, her mouth set in a thin line.
Why do you have a baby alligator in your hair? Because fish are too mainstream.
Now?
Artemis continued.
Could I please have a willing volunteer come and assist me on stage?
Sunset felt her hand shoot up and she said,
I'll do it!
What the heck? That wasn't aimed at me! And he said willing volunteer!
However, the damage was done as Artemis pointed her out and beckoned her to the stage.
Alright, Sunset, woo!
Pinky cheered.
I'm surprised she volunteered in the first place.
Applejack whispered to Rarity, who nodded in turn. Sunset stomped onto the stage, an angry scowl on her face.
Alright, what do you want me to do?
Well, first off, smile more. It'd be a shame if your pretty face got stuck like that.
Artemis joked.
Not gonna happen.
Oh boy, you're just a ball of sunshine, aren't you?
At that moment, a sphere of light appeared over Sunset's head, and the crowd broke into more laughter.
At least tell us your name.
Sunset Shimmer.
Well, Sunny, for my next trick, I'm going to saw you in half.
Sunset's half-lidded stare quickly changed to an expression of horror.
What?
Oh, come on, it'll be fun.
He pointed his wands to the curtain behind him, which opened up and revealed a long horizontal box.
You slip inside, I cut you in half and separate them for the audience to see. Then I'll go offer a milkshake and come back in time to put you back together.
Not funny,
Sunset growled. Artemis tapped her on the nose.
Then you, my friend, need a better sense of humor.
He stood up straight.
Besides, you already volunteered, so into the box you go.
Begrudgingly, Sunset walked over to the box and climbed inside. Artemis closed both sections, leaving only her head and feet exposed. He produced a saw from what looked like thin air and held it over the middle of the box.
If I die here, my most notable accomplishment will have been almost taking over Equestria. That's a sad thought.
Sunset had heard this type of trick was performed all the time, but she always thought that the people who volunteered knew beforehand, and that there was really just some dummy in the second half of the box. Now that she was lying up there, Sansa realized that she was seriously dealing with the idea that she was about to be cut in half.
No, children, I ask that you don't try this at home. Are you ready, Sunset?
No, and I think you're out of your mind.
Artemis shrugged.
Well, I've been told worse. Lulamoon.
With that, he brought the saw down, cutting into the indents that marked the separation of the two halves of the box. Sansa closed her eyes, waiting for the teeth of the blade to begin cutting into her.
I hope you're happy, Elements. I'm going to die, and it's completely your fault.
After a few minutes, Sunset opened an eye, wondering why she wasn't feeling excruciating pain yet. Artemis was staring down at her with a bemused expression.
I was wondering how long you'd stay like that.
He put one hand on each side of the box and shouted,
Lulamoon.
With a push, he separated the two halves, leaving Sunset with the oddest tingling sensation she had ever felt.
What the heck?
She wiggled her foot and could see it moving from the other box.
This is... freaky.
The audience erupted into applause, and Artemis began to bow theatrically.
Thank you, 'twas an easy feat.
Hey, do you mind sticking me back together now?
Artemis chuckled.
Oh, but of course, if you say the magic words.
Sunset rolled her eyes and grumbled something.
Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you, dear.
Lulamoon.
Sunset said, just loud enough to be heard. She heard the boxes snap back together and the tingling sensation around her middle vanished. She got out of the box and felt around her stomach for any scars.
I don't get it.
She said in amazement.
How did you do that?
Oh, silly Sunny. A magician never reveals his secrets.
Sunset crossed her arms.
That's just something amateurs say when the answer is really obvious but well hidden.
Amateur, you say?
Artemis clapped his hands and was quickly enveloped in purple smoke. When it dissipated, in his place was a rabbit chewing on a carrot.
I just turned myself into a rabbit.
The rabbit's mouth moved in perfect sync with a word Sunset heard, but she refused to believe it was actually the rabbit saying them.
Can you turn into a rabbit? I didn't think so.
No, but I could turn into a demon and eat you in one bite.
There was a pause, then the rabbit burst into laughter. It looked up at her and said,
I like you, kid. You got jokes.
There was another puff of smoke, and the human Artemis returned with a bow.
Please give my lovely assistant a hand.
He gestured to Sunset, his own hands having popped out from his sleeves and began clapping on their own. The audience gave a loud round of applause, though none of them outdid Pinky in her wild cheers. Sunset felt heat rising in her cheeks and tried to hide her blushing with more scowling. Artemis patted her head and spoke into her ear.
You know, you should really try smiling more often. I've found that you get a lot further in life when you smile.
Sunset snorted.
At least you didn't say please. Thanks for the advice. I'll keep it in mind.
Good. Well, ladies and gents, that's all for today. Come back tomorrow to see some more mind-boggling tricks. With that, I bid you adieu.
In one last cloud of smoke, Artemis vanished, leaving behind a firecracker that shot into the air and exploded in a shower of light. As soon as Sunset stepped off the stage, Pinky rushed over to her.
Wow, Sunset, that was so cool! You make a really good assistant. How'd it feel to be Sun half? Weird.
Sunset subconsciously rubbed her stomach.
I hate to admit it, but that was pretty impressive for show magic.
After the show, the girl stopped to get something to eat. Try as she might, Sunset couldn't find a stand that didn't sell something that was deep-fried or greasy. In the end, she just settled for a hot dog. Sitting at a small table, Sunset listened to Rarity talk about this year's fall fashion, while Rainbow and Applejack counted up who had the most prizes. Rainbow had won by a single spider ring. Applejack groaned and put her face on the table.
I hate frills.
Rarity patted her on the shoulder.
Oh, don't worry, dear. I'm gonna make you a dress that's so dazzling, all the boys will be turning their heads when you walk down the hall. Terrific.
Sunset smirked. She had to admit she'd love to see that. They moved along, heading for their last destination, the petting zoo. Fluttershy was now chatting excitedly over all the cute animals that were on display, listing off facts that only Pinky seemed to be generally interested in. The animal pen smelled of old hay and droppings, making Sunset wrinkle her nose. Despite the fact that she had once been a pony, Sunset had never had a huge fondness for animals, at least not the mindless ones in this world. However, Fluttershy had taken to them like a bead of honey. She ran over to the nearest sheep and began stroking its wool, going,
Oh, you're just the softest thing ever.
The sheep let out a happy baa in response. Sunset wandered around, careful not to step on anything that even remotely looked like animal pellets. While she avoided making contact with any of the animals, everyone else seemed to be enjoying themselves.
Hey, look, Sunset!
Pinky pointed to a brown pony.
It's one of your cousins! Oh, ha ha, very funny.
Sunset deadpanned. She felt something grip on the back of her coat and begin to pull on it. She looked down to see a goat making a meal out of her leather jacket.
What the- Let go! Get your own jacket!
Sunset started tugging, trying to get the goat to release, but it merely grunted and continued chewing.
Shoo! Shoo!
She swatted at it. Fluttershy looked up from the pig that she was feeding.
Oh dear, Sunset, please be careful with him. I let go of my jacket, you stupid goat, I swear!
And then there was a tear. Sunset stumbled backwards, falling into the hay that matted the floor while the goat she had been playing tug-of-war with just chewed on the black fabric hanging out of its mouth. Fluttershy rushed over and held out a hand to Sunset.
Oh my goodness, are you okay? No, I am not okay!
Sunset smacked Fluttershy's hand away and stood up, showing off the large tear in her already bruised jacket.
That stupid goat just ate part of my clothes! How the hell does it chew through leather?
Fluttershy took a few steps back.
Oh, well, I'm sure he's very sorry. He's a mindless animal, and sorry is not gonna fix this!
She gave Fluttershy's shoulder a sharp poke.
You just had to want to come to the petting zoo of all places! This is your fault!
Rainbow swooped in and shoved Sunset back down into the hay.
Back off, Shimmer! This isn't her fault! All you've done most of the day is complain! If you really don't want to be here, then why don't you do us all a favor and leave?
Rainbow shouted.
Gladly!
With a familiar jolt running down her back, Sunset got up and stormed away from the weeping Fluttershy and fuming Rainbow Dash.
Sunset, wait!
Sunset clapped her hands over her ears, not wanting to hear whatever Pinky had to say. She had finally been released from her favor. There was no way she was going back.
I knew this was a stupid idea.
Well, that's going to be a hard one to recover from, though they'll get through it eventually. Now let's hop on over to our very friendly donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J10Man, Darkseid, and Only One Thing, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyGuy557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Library, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Hadzaza, Dospo, and many more awesome people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.